So the Mishnah says, the Rambam says that there's a derech of balei teshuvah, yitzoch tamid el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way of people who are doing teshuvah to call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly, right? Constantly call out to him. And Soloveitchik says that the tefillah of Selichot is actually like a new tefillah. Like we have Mincha, we have Arbit, we have Shacharit, and then we have Selichot. Selichot is its own type of tefillah, right? It starts with Ashrei, just like Mincha. Then Chatzi Kaddish. What are you saying Chatzi Kaddish for? You don't just go around and you get a Kaddish, and you get a Kaddish, and you get a Kaddish. It doesn't work like that. Kaddish means something, right? It's not just something that you just like toss around like, I'm Kaddish, you get... Kaddish means, Chatzi Kaddish means that we're moving into a new piece of tefillah. An actual tefillah kitikuna, a tefillah like it was made by Chazal. Mincha is introduced by Chatzi Kaddish, because we say Ashrei, get ready, we focus, and then we're going to stand before the Ribbono Shel Olamim. We're going to have an Amidah Lifnei HaMelech. Happens right then. Now, that's what it is. Shmonasra is an Amidah Lifnei HaMelech. Then Selichot, the Yad Midot, the Yukim Midot, Hashem, they themselves are like a place of Shmonasra. They themselves are like a Tefillah, right? Amidah. When we say Tefillah in Mishnah and Gemara, we only mean Amidah Lifnei HaMelech. It's a crazy Hidush, right? That we say Yizugim Omidot, and all the other Pizmonim are just introductions to Yizugim Omidot. And then, like we say Tahanun, we say Ana. Same way that we say Ana after Shmona Esrei, we say Ana after Yizugim Omidot. Then there's Nefilat Apayim. So even though Sfaradim don't do Nefilat Apayim by sitting down, they still say the Tefillot of Nefilat Apayim. Right? They don't put their head down, but they sit down. The idea of Nefilat Apayim also comes Bakashot right after Shmona Esrei. Just like Tachanun. And then what do we finish with? Kaddish Shalem. Why are you saying Kaddish Shalem? Kaddish Shalem is also called Kaddish Tikabel. Kaddish Tikabel also includes a Tefillah Tikabel, so Tahon about Tahon the Chobei Yisrael. What does that mean? What's Tikabel? Accept Tzolot Ha'on, our prayer, right? Accept our prayer. What do you mean prayer? What prayer? Our tefillah was whatever in between Chatzi Kaddish and Kaddish Shalem. In the same way, like we have Mincha and Shacharit, you have Shmona Esrei, and then you have Shmona Esrei, and then you have Tachanun. It's the same thing. So Soloveitchik says that this is the unique tefillah of Teshuvah. It's a unique tefillah along with the all the different things that we do for Teshuvah. So there's also a tefillah that Teshuvah is accepted. Fantastic idea. So when we say Selichot, we're actually using a specific type of tefillah that you never see the rest of the year. Only on fast days, when we're in Tsar, and through the month of Elul. One more thought, and then I guess we'll pray Hedut or whatever. So we said, we start off Ben Adam, right? Ben Adam Alechem Nedam. What is that from? Do we know? Selichot, no, it's before Selichot, right? The Abu Darham, you know, Rabbi David Abu Darham, Abu Draham, is a Sephardic rabbi in Spain, or a famous Sefer on the Tefillot. One of the first Rishonim to write a Sefer on Tefillot, right? He says, all of our Tefillot are Balul from Mikra, from Pesukim. They come from Pesukim. So, Ben Adam Alechem Nedam, from Yonah. And Yonah is sitting in the belly of the boat. The captain comes down to him and says, Ben Adam, man, what's up with you? Don't you see there's a storm outside? Why didn't you get up? Why didn't you pray? Right? Yonah the Navi is sitting there in the boat. The ship's going to like capsize back and forth. And he's just like sitting there. What's going on? He says, Ben Adam, what are you doing? Man, get up. Don't you see everything shaking around you? Go pray. Go call to your God. So, and we start off the Selichot the same way. Ben Adam Alechem Nedam, Kum Kera B'Tachanunim. call out with your tachanunim. What's happening? All year long, we're asleep. Ani yeshena lelibi er. Right? Shir shirim. I am asleep. My heart is awake. The J Dubs, what do they do every day? They get it easy. All they have to do is say one parak and blow a shofar. Right? They don't sit for selichot. Well, what's the idea of the selichot of the tkiat shofar? The idea is, Harambam says, Uru Yeshenin Meshenatchem. Wake up. All year you've been in a daze. You know how it is. You know how when a person goes like on autopilot and you're in a daze and you don't think about what you're doing, you're just like doing. In modern psychology, there's a new trend called mindfulness. Maybe even pop culture now. Be mindful. Pay attention. The shofar is a call. Wake up. Think about what it is that you're doing. Think about your priorities. What are your ethics? What are your morals? What are you about? Right? So the book begins. It begins with the Torah roots. Right? What are you sleeping for? Wake up. Wake up. Shefoch siha yerosh seliha. Right? Pour out the tefillot and look for what? Again, siliha. Like the Harambam said. The silichot is our tefillah, asking Hashem to accept our teshuvah. Now, of course, we have a very specific way of doing it. Rabbi Yeshua Shapira writes that the yisod of the silichot in the minhag of the Sfaradim is a teshuvah that comes from simcha and ahava. Right? Because where else would you do something and say, Hatan lefanecha rachem aleinu. That's pretty happy, right? It's a pretty happy truth to say, we sin, take us back. Right? Because to a certain extent is when the son is coming home to his father and he knows his father will take him with open arms. We just have to wake up. So we start the Selichot with this idea. We said, Ben Adam, Malach, Ben Adam, wake up. It's time to wake up from the days I've been in and come back to reality and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's waiting for us. We know the famous Remez. Famous Remez of brought in Ari and other places is the Elul Zosh Tevot, Ani LeDodi, VeDodi Li. Right? He's waiting for us. My beloved is to me. All I have to do is wake up. All I have to do is just come and meet him. And that's the entire idea that's minhag, Shulchan Aruch brings it, this minhag of Selichot, right? What's the minhag? It says to get up early. Get up. It's so unbelievable because it's sitting right in front of us. We don't even see it, right? But it says, Lakum v'ashmoret. And Ben Nachman from Breslov says, there are certain times a person goes through darkness in their life. And the idea of getting up early, getting up when it's still dark, also means, you know, existentially in my life. There's sometimes it's dark, but I'm not going to wait for dawn to happen, for me to wake up and to change things. I'm not going to sit around, wait for good things to happen. I'm going to make good things happen. I'm going to get up when it's dark. Getting up when it's dark means when it's dark in my life, when I'm in a dark sense of self, when I'm in a dark place, I myself can say, Ad kan. Mikan sama kadosh baruch hu ketz ha-hosher. The person stands up, Ata takum terachem zion. Kesh Baruch Hu, Palace, enough. I'm done with dark. I want to bring the light. I want to look. So we get up early, or ish. We get up early, and we break the darkness. We break the night and say, you know what? It might be dark outside, but for day begins for me right now. Day begins right now. So a person gets up early. What do we have to get up early for? One reason brought is that Mishmarot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is crying for the Jewish people. Another reason is to say, I awaken the dawn. The dawn doesn't awaken me, like David HaMelech said. I'm going to bring the good. I'm going to bring the light. So a little bit of light comes from Selichot. I figure, since we're sitting around anyway, I was getting a Selichot mood. Hashem Shevi Mekaber, Tehillah, and Teshuvah, and give us a beautiful mood here.
Hmm?